Welcome to the Colts Free Agent Preview Podcast, a look at some key in-house free agents this offseason. Now, here's the voice of the Colts, Matt Taylor, from the Indiana Union Construction Industry Radio Studio.
Hello again. Welcome to our Free Agency Preview Podcast series. I'm Matt Taylor. Today, joined, flanked, if you will, by J.J. Stankiewicz, Casey Vallier. In studio, NFL free agency starts next week. The NFL new league year, the calendar begins next Wednesday at 4 o'clock Eastern time. That's when free agency begins all around the NFL. Deals can start to become official. This is our ninth and final podcast in this series. We've already taken a look at Michael Pittman Jr., Gardner Minshew, Zach Moss, Grover Stewart, Kenny Moore II, Julian Blackman, Rigoberto Sanchez, Taven Bryan, and Tyquan Lewis. Check those out at your convenience at Colts.com and the Colts Audio Network. But today, fellas, we're closing it out. Spotlight today is on Jake Martin and Ronnie Harrison Jr. on the defensive side of the ball. This has been fun doing these.
It has been. Yeah. It's been a lot. It's one of those things, too, that I like is you kind of dive back into these guys. It's almost like you're getting to know them again as you're preparing for what their free agent candidacy looks
like. Yeah, it's a good like reset on what some of these guys' roles were, especially when we get down the roster to, you know, we're being thorough here talking about Ronnie Harrison and Jake Martin, but there were two guys who the Colts did have play a significant number of snaps who are going to be free agents. So here we are.
Big picture, you guys ready for next week? I mean, free agency is, it's always fun, it's always chaotic, and it's always just like a big game of dominoes, and the numbers that we're about to see are going to be, you know, crazy because obviously this year the salary cap is at a record high, so we're going to see a lot of guys making money that maybe we didn't see coming this time last year.
Yeah, I love the optimism of this time of year.
Good point.
You see things change within your team, and you think about what that player does for a specific role, and you think about what that's going to project to. And it's kind of one of those times where everybody's starting from scratch in a way. It's like, all right, 23 is out the window. Now we're preparing for the next season, so everybody's starting at 0-0, and you're trying to figure all that out. So it's a fun time of year as you try to, you know, start putting the pieces together to see what that roster is going to look like.
Indeed. Let's talk about Jake Martin going into its seventh season. Last year, signed by the Colts, he was picked up on August 31st after being released a couple of days earlier by the Texans. Spent the entire offseason with Houston, including three preseason games with the Texans. Since 2022, he spent time with four different franchises. He's been with the Jets, the Broncos, Texans, and Colts. Traded by the Jets to Denver, then placed on IR late in the season in 2022. But this past season, played in every single game for the Colts. Played 181 defensive snaps, seeing on average 10 snaps per game. Played over 20% of the snaps in six games. Primarily on special teams throughout the season. And it, actually, if you look at his special team snaps towards the end of the year, those numbers were going up as well. Just the kind of season that Jake Martin had. Again, this is always a good exercise to go back and reflect on the year and the usage here. What kinds of situations was Jake Martin on the field for?
Primarily, he was a rotational defensive end. He played a little more than half of his snaps on passing down, so against the pass. And here's a fun little fact about Jake Martin. He led the Colts in pass rush win rate. Now, what is that? That's a stat that Pro Football Focus tracks on the percentage of times that on a passing play, you just like beat the offensive lineman in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And he won on 17.3% of his snaps, which is the highest rate on the team for anyone who had at least 100 pass rushing snaps. So it was behind, you know, Saguna Lubi and Nick Cross were higher, but they had a total of 11 combined pass rushing snaps. So what that tells you about Jake Martin isn't that, you know, oh man, this guy's like ready to break out if he gets a bigger chance. It's just more like, yeah, he's probably a good rotational defensive lineman.
Yeah. The question is, why didn't he play more?
Well, because Tyquan Lewis was ahead of him, and Tyquan Lewis had a very good year, which we detailed on his free agency preview podcast. But, you know, a guy who just, he played 100 snaps, almost 200 snaps on defense, and he was fine.
You know, Casey, if Jake Martin comes back, what kind of role are we seeing for him next year? Is it similar to what Colts had for him this year? And I know it's going to be based on the personnel, and we're a ways ahead of finalizing this roster. But just hypothetically speaking, is Martin capable of bigger roles next season?
I would assume he's capable of bigger roles. I don't know what that means with his time here. I think if he were to come back, it'd be very similar to the role he has now. But I think, like you alluded to, I mean, you don't know what that depth looks like. I mean, you think about all the guys the Colts were rotating in.
Sure.
So if you, you know, cut into that a little bit and it's not as many, he might have a bigger role. But I would assume if it's brought back similar to the way that the roster is constructed in 23, it's probably a very similar role if he were to return in 24.
What about Tyquan Lewis? You both brought him up. His production, we talked about his just efficiency, you know, playing about 30% of the snaps last year. You've got two role players along the defensive line who are up in free agency at the same time. And Chris Ballard likes to have 8 or 9 fresh bodies along the defensive line. I guess, in other words, would it be Tyquan Lewis and Jake Martin, or a combination of other players that would, you know, kind of be in the same ballpark in terms of salary and production and time in the NFL? Kind of boils down to, you know, what do you want? Can you get better there, or do you want players back that you're familiar with in the case of Tyquan Lewis and Jake Martin?
Well, it is the same defensive coordinator, but a new defensive line coach in Charlie Partridge coming in.
Mm-hmm.
I think, though, the philosophy stays the same, that you want to be at least 8 deep on the defensive line. And, you know, when you're talking about Tyquan Lewis, you're probably talking about the 6th guy in that. And we're talking about Jake Martin, you're probably talking about the 8th guy, the 8th or 9th guy right there. But you still need that 8th or 9th guy to be a good player, somebody you can count on when he gets on the field.
Come and make a play.
Right. If that 8th guy is a 0, then you're not 8 deep.
Mm-hmm.
And Jake Martin was not a 0 when he was out there.
All right, let's shift gears. Let's talk about Ronnie Harrison, also going into his 7th year in the NFL. Signed by the Colts, also a guy that was brought in August 14th, so right in the middle of training camp. Didn't have a lot of suitors, right? Didn't get a lot of attention. Released by the Browns in the offseason. Comes in. He is signed by the Colts, placed on their practice squad after the preseason, made the transition from safety to linebacker. And that was, you know, we can talk about it. Obviously for him, it was one of those things where he got the call, excited to get a call from a GM, but then a little bit leery about, what do you want me to do now?
Yeah, right.
You want me to play a different position after I'm, you know, 5-6 years into the NFL? Signed to the practice squad after the preseason, called up to the active roster on November 25th. That was week 12 against the Bucks. And in his first game ever playing linebacker, picks off his former teammate in Baker Mayfield. 2 weeks after that, picks off Jake Browning in Cincinnati, returns it for a touchdown, playing linebacker in that game as well. At the end of the season, the Colts moved him back to safety. They had some injuries there towards the end of the season, primarily the injury to Julian Blackman. So he went from, you know, linebacker back to safety. He was all over the place. But this year, played in 7 games, 19 tackles, 2 picks, a touchdown, a tackle for loss, and 2 passes defensed. JJ, you look at it, I mean, he was a really impressive guy. You talk about, you know, just embracing whatever role, whatever I have to do to stay in the NFL, whatever I have to do to see the field. How impressed were you with his ability to make that transition from safety to the linebacker spot?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't just me and, you know, and you who were impressed by it. It was his teammates. When, remember talking to them, you know, after that first game against Tampa where he had the interception, and teammates just being like, you know, what a professional this guy is. You know, and someone, like you said, Mate, he's been in the NFL. This is his 6th season. He's played major college football at Alabama.
Right.
And for him to kind of understand, hey, this is my shot at sticking in the league, and he committed to it and, you know, acquitted himself relatively well. You know, you look at, he's always been a good tackler over the course of his career. If you kind of just pull up like his PFF, that's always something that showed up. But even this year, you know, it's a different beast when you're tackling at linebacker versus safety. And he still maintained being like a pretty solid tackler. That wasn't something that really went away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether he was moving down closer to the line of scrimmage or not. So yeah, someone who you respect the grind that he went through this year, and then, you know, made a couple plays there, like you mentioned, the pick 6 against Cincy. You know, and then ultimately the Colts did wind up moving him back to safety when they needed it late in the season, after Julian Blackman went down.
Yeah.
He wound up playing safety in that game against Houston because the Colts felt like they needed that veteran presence back there in that game. So someone who the coaching staff, you know, clearly had some trust in, and someone who, you know, whether he's back or not, you just respect the kind of season that he had here in Indy.
Now, I'm glad you brought that up, because that was kind of where I was going, is clearly it shows the amount of trust that the staff did have. And, I mean, you think about it, it's a win-or-go-home game, and you've got a guy starting back there who ultimately you had been playing at linebacker, and that's where you made the transition. So it was – I remember talking to E.J. Speed in the locker room. I think it was after his game where he had the pick six, and he was like, I'm not surprised by Ronnie because, one, we've seen how much a professional is. He goes, but he played at Alabama. He was a high – you know, it was, I think, a third-round pick. I mean, so he's a guy who, you know, very highly touted coming out of college.
Right.
He's played serious ball.
Right.
So they weren't surprised. It was just one of those things where they all, like JJ kind of said, they were all really excited to kind of see him take that next step to maintain his name being in this league.
Yeah, what about his – I mean, all great points, but that position flexibility I have to think is a major, you know, feather in his cap going into these negotiations, whether that's with the Colts or somebody else. But being able to play will linebacker, being able to play strong safety, being able to play free safety, he just seems like a guy that you want on the field in all sub-packages because of his versatility. He can cover. He can play in the box. He's a willing tackler. He's got great physicality. He can blitz off the edge like we saw in Week 18 against the Texans, and C.J. Stroud actually got the sack on a blitz against Houston. The position flexibility, Casey, I think is something that, you know, Tyquan Lewis has, but I think just – both levels, the linebacker level and the secondary, at just about every spot. He can play nickel corner if they needed him to.
Yeah, I would love to hear him talk about it now compared to when he was making the switch from safety to linebacker.
Kind of a blessing in disguise.
Right, because I'm sure at the time he's thinking, man, this is not really what I envisioned. I'm gonna put my best foot forward. And now he looks at it and goes, man, I've got some flexibility. I showed at both spots that I can hold my own at both levels in this league. So I'm sure definitely that is, you know, as you said, a feather in his cap for sure.
What about Julian Blackman, JJ, to close out here?
Yeah.
Would Harrison's return in free agency, would that lighten the load if Julian Blackman doesn't come back? And if Blackman does come back, what does that do to Harrison's role if both are on this team?
I don't think you're looking at Ronnie Harrison as a starter at this point in his career. He hasn't started more than half of his team's games since 2021. He's only done that twice, I believe, three times in his career. So you're looking at him as depth, but that a guy who you come in, I think he has value as that veteran who could be a safety, could be a linebacker, with a otherwise relatively young defense, especially on the back end. But yeah, we'll see. He may not be a guy who's like a priority free agent.
Right.
He didn't sign with the Colts until
August.
Training camp.
Yeah.
But someone who, you know, you were, again, just to reiterate that, I love seeing guys who kind of have to pivot over the course of their careers and are okay with it. Who aren't just like, no, I'm a safety. I'm only playing safety. Hey, whatever it needs, you know, whatever I need to do to stick in the league, whatever you need me to do as a team.
Yeah.
You like having those guys around. You respect those guys. And those are also some guys sometimes who are, you know, decent leaders
right.
in the locker room.
And you take
guys
it,
look to them.
You take it as a total compliment, too. When you get that phone call, it's like, man, this is not what I was expecting, but I appreciate that belief that you have in me to be able to play multiple positions. And let's roll. Maybe he just bought himself another year or two in the NFL by being able to make that shift. So we'll see how it all plays out. That's the book on Jake Martin, Ronnie Harrison Jr. for the Indianapolis Colts and their possible returns to Indianapolis in 2024. And with that, that's it. We've talked about all the key players at all the different angles in terms of their production and their free agency capsules going into the new league year, which starts next week. And now we just wait and watch. We'll see which ones come back, which ones hit the open market, and start to take notes on how the Colts are going to be shaped here going into next season. JJ, how do you consume free agency? What's your setup there?
I'll be here in our facility with one screen on Twitter, on my Twitter list, and honestly, probably another screen also on Twitter.
Multiple Twitterers.
There are just days sometimes where it gets so busy that I have you know, my monitor and my laptop, and I look over at my monitor and I'm like, this on the same freaking screen that's on my laptop, because I'm just refreshing back and forth like, you know, ever since TweetDeck got killed and I refused to play for Twitter Blue. I have to refresh my lists.
Yeah, multiple X's going on
if
at
you
the
will,
same time.
If you will.
Yeah, Casey, how about you?
I'm the same. I mean, I'll be here following along. You know, you hope you get some tips, but for the most part, you're waiting and reacting just like everybody else.
And we'll be ready for, kind of anything here on the Colts Audio Network with those overtime podcasts. Like,
right.
Us three, we're
on
just
demand.
Pop on down, knock those out whenever the Colts make a big move, and Excited for next week.
That's where the benefit is working here, just like you, Matt. Like, all I have to do is just spin my chair. You actually have to walk, so you get some cardio in.
Yeah, I get about 10 steps in. Yeah. Burn off that lunch.
The door is always open for you. Exciting times. We are here for it. As JJ said, we're going to have it as things happen in real time. Overtime Podcast, the Colts Audio Network, the official Colts podcast. We might have things on The Last Word. Whatever day it is, we're going to be yapping. We're going to be breaking it down in free agency, which starts Wednesday, the 13th of March, the new league year. Check it all out. For Casey Valier, JJ Stankovich, thank you for listening to this and all of our free agency podcast capsules, our podcast series that is now over with this one. But as always, stay here on Colts.com and the Colts Audio Network for the latest on the horseshoes. I'm Matt Taylor. The free agency frenzy starts next week, and thanks for listening here. Colts.com, the Colts Audio Network. Until next time, so long.